Episode 3254, Hearts Rekindled.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day and Merry Christmas. We are on countdown. Yes, come on. We have two more days until Christmas, one more day left of shopping. So if you don't have it done, you better get to it right now. So keep me in your ear. And as you're shopping and looking, I want you to find something special for the one that you love the most. That would be your spouse. Hearts Rekindled. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. You know, connection and community comes first within the privacy of your own four walls. And I'm reminded this Christmas that sometimes we forget the ones that we should be showing the most that we love. Busyness gets in the way, activities, the kids, I mean, time schedules, career, the job, lack of finances, I mean, whatever it is, we just seem to move further away from those that we love. And so today, for this moment, I want you to really think about your spouse, the one you're sleeping with. Are you connected? Because together, let us choose to live boldly as we prepare our hearts each day for what lies ahead and rekindle the flame that has the power to illuminate our paths with enduring love. Hearts Rekindled. And you know, I started thinking about this because I look at Mary and Joseph, and I could only imagine Mary was faced with the decision of, do I accept this challenge, Lord, or do I not? I mean, because she just couldn't say yes and like, she's done. Like, wow, woohoo. No, she not only had to birth baby Jesus, but on top of that, she had to raise him. And yes, he was perfect, but he was human, which means he still had to learn. And so even in his perfection here on earth, he still had to go through everything that we go through. And then I think about Joseph. Joseph had to face this whole idea that, what? My wife is pregnant? And at the time, of course, it was not his wife. It was his fiance. They were engaged to be married. But the thing was, now she was pregnant and having a baby out of wedlock, yeah, that was just not the thing back then. I'm not saying it's necessarily the thing now, but definitely back then there it wasn't. And so I think back to his decision. They were in love. I'm assuming madly in love. I mean, I'm interjecting my own thoughts here as I see my husband and I and how we dated and we fell in love and there was just this connection, right? You want to be with each other. But then you're faced with something before you even say I do, a challenge. And theirs is pretty drastic. You know, a woman's pregnant, but she's a virgin. And he's supposed to marry her anyway, really? And oh, by the way, he's a son of God, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. So how's this all going to go down? You wonder if they didn't have to have their hearts rekindled. They had to make a lot of tough decisions. I think they faced things that it would be great if we really had Mary's journal or Joseph's journal. I mean, can you imagine what they would have written? I mean, just think through your marriage, how things have progressed over time. Well, Joseph chose to be intentional with Mary. He said, yes, I will stand by her side. And Mary said yes to God and made sure that Joseph remained by her side. And so even though they made all of these choices separately, they still had to come together. Hearts rekindled. So today I want to do something different. It is Christmas. It's the holidays. You're spending time with family and friends. We are actually enjoying family already. They've arrived and our house is full and it's wonderful and we've got people coming and going. And so we already had kind of sort of our first little Christmas. And now we get to celebrate what's to come. And there's more Christmas to come. We're going to have our bigger family celebration, but some of us couldn't all be together. So, you know, we're doing it in little spurts here and there, which, you know, as the kids get older, you figure it out. Well, what happens when you're married and you get older? Do you figure it out? Do you allow your hearts to realign and intertwine like they did when you first laid eyes on each other? I mean, think about that for a moment. Because I got to tell you, Mary and Joseph probably really, really struggled before baby Jesus was even born. They faced a lot of challenges. Wherever you are right now in your marriage, you can overcome it for the better. You can actually have a better marriage. Even if your marriage is fabulous, you can still have a better marriage. And so I want you to think of this Christmas as being the spark to hearts rekindled. So I wrote a poem for you. I want to read it to you. So just enjoy the moment and sit back and really think what you can do intentionally for hearts rekindled. In the hustle and bustle of life's endless race, where love's whispers get lost, forgotten in haste, let us pause and reflect your souls intertwined, for our hearts have grown weary and love feels confined. Marriage's sacred flame, once ablaze with desire, now flickers uncertain, smothered by life's mire. But fear not, dear kindred spirits, lost in the fray, for hope still remains and love finds its own way. Amidst the chaos, let intention spring forth, a choice to rekindle what once held such worth. For busyness and priorities may distract and divide, but love, when nurtured, will forever abide. Let us bridge the chasm where distance resides, ignite passions anew as love's fire subsides. Through moments stolen, fleeting, and rare, reclaim love's essence and become a fearless pair. With hearts aligned, let's dare to reclaim romance, embark on a journey where love can advance. For tomorrow's hope lies in today's devotion, and love, once renewed, will transcend any notion. Choose to live boldly in love's vibrant embrace and prepare your heart for what's yet to take place. In each passing day, let affection resound, a refrain of love's melody forever unbound. May this poem serve as a gentle reminder, my dear, that love's flame can burn bright, dispelling all fear. So breathe life into your marriage, let it bloom once more, and together entwine your hearts stronger than before. I pray a special blessing over you and your sweetheart. I pray that this day will be the beginning of more intentional days. Days where you plan things more, spending more time together, not just hanging out because you're on your phones, really hanging out, hearts rekindled. Don't leave out the one you love most. May that be your promise that you hold most. Because you see, we can go through life thinking we have it all together. We can have all the money, all of everything. But if you don't have love, what do you have? Mary and Joseph, they had to have had an incredible marriage to withstand everything that was thrown at them before they even said, "I do." How do you want your marriage to be from this day forward? I don't care if you're listening to this years after I've recorded this or literally right now when I post it. What matters is where your heart is. Are you in it to win your spouse's heart every single day? And that doesn't mean that you have all the money. It doesn't mean you have everything perfect. That doesn't mean that it doesn't come with health challenges and finance challenges. It comes together because hearts rekindled. Are you willing to say yes to your spouse all over again and say, I do, as you move forward into the new year? I pray that that is the case, and I pray you do it differently, because I know for me, I want to do things a lot differently. It's not that our marriage is bad or anything. It's absolutely wonderful. We are more in love than ever before. But let me say this. If my husband and I are not intentional about what we do within our marriage, what do you think is going to happen? The flame's going to go out. And then it's darkness. Don't let your flame go out. The light of the world is also meant for two hearts rekindled. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Hey, have a merry, merry Christmas. Love ya. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.